The reaction has been kind of disappointment and also the need of reviewing the relationship altogether in a manner that you don't have ups and downs after every couple of weeks and then cooperating only to the extent it is on the joint or the shared issues and shared grounds.
What has this aid been used for?
Well, the aid that has been suspended pertains to the military, and it is basically of two types. One, coalition support fund. It is reimbursement of the amount that Pakistan spends on counterterrorism in Pakistani tribal areas. That's one category. The second category pertains to the equipment that U.S. provides to Pakistan for fighting terrorism, and also this includes expenses for training that the U.S. used to provide until very recently.
Do you think relations between Pakistan and the U.S. declined since the killing of Osama bin Laden?
Yes, I would say that there has been a kind of increased distrust on both sides. Pakistan Army feels that it has been greatly humiliated by unilateral action that has been taken. And on the American side, the concern is that why Pakistani intelligence was not aware of his presence in Abbottabad, which is closer to military station, and there is a very strong feeling in the U.S. that perhaps elements in intelligence agencies have links with the militancy. And this has also caused a kind of increase in anti-Americanism. Previously, it was limited to the Islamic and militant groups that were all the time anti-American. But after that, that anti-Americanism has shifted also to the other sectors of the society. Therefore, yes, there is an increased problem in the relationship because Pakistan asked the U.S. to withdraw its trainers, which were there for the last 2.5 years. I think Pakistan has also somewhat restricted CIA activities in Pakistan because Pakistan has asked for withdrawal of CIA contractors, and a good number of them have returned from Pakistan to the U.S. So these were the factors that really increased the gap between the two countries in their approach to counterterrorism.
With the loss of U.S. aid, do you think Pakistan would be likely to find another sponsor of military aid, such as China, perhaps?
Well, China definitely helps Pakistan, but China cannot be a substitute to the assistance, military assistance, as well as economic assistance that Pakistan gets from the U.S. and also IMF and World Bank. The feeling here is that this might be a temporary, suspension, and they will talk to each other and try to accommodate some, if not all, of their concern, because somehow they need each other for different set of reasons. Pakistan needs United States support mainly for economic assistance, and the U.S. needs Pakistan's cooperation because the American troops are present in Afghanistan. They're starting their withdrawal, and in that process, Pakistan support would be needed for helping the Afghan government for talks with Taliban and also enabling Afghan government to stand on their feet. They need Pakistani cooperation. Therefore, the feeling is that they will talk to each other and try to reduce, if not totally eliminate, the differences.